Rachel, when I woke up this morning and I logged onto my email out here in Utah, where I'm at KCPW, I felt so at home. I saw all these emails from our various producers. Most this, most commented, most viewed. I knew it was going to be a good Monday morning because we would have a chock full segment of the most emailed, viewed, and searched stories on the web. Let's do the most.
Ian, you're going first.
I know. Yeah, I can't see anybody. I'm just sitting in a void. I see Wynn.
Allison, where
I
are
see
you?
Jacob.
Someone tell me what to do.
Ian,
it's nice people watching the show.
Okay, this was the most emailed at the Boston Globe. You know those emails that were getting sent around about, you know, Barack Obama is a Muslim guy. He went to a radical Muslim school. Well, it turns out these have been sent around over these kind of chain emails have been sent around. Over Army emails, and they were sent to all personnel at Army Medical Command in Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And the military is, of course, cracking down on this, both on the grounds that, you know, you're not allowed to send emails of a political bent, and also if you're in the Army, you're not allowed to use your computers for anything except official business. I think that's also the policy at Bryant Park, but we yeah. violate that from time to time.
I was about to say.
Busted.
Yeah. That's what's going on in the Boston Globe.
Okay. Dan, what do you got?
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I got two for you real quick. We got a most viewed out of the LA Times monster opening for Cloverfield. We talked about it a lot on this show. It broke a bunch of records this weekend for biggest opening for a January weekend and biggest opening weekend on Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, $41 million in its first 3 days. I saw it Friday night, opening night in New York. I thought it was very good. It was pretty awesome. It didn't blow me away. I didn't love it. To be honest, I'm not the hugest action-adventure special effects movie guy to begin with, so I guess I had medium-level expectations, but once in a while I like to go to the big theater, do it up. It was pretty awesome. I like the handheld video thing. It allowed them to eschew a lot of the stereotypical boring techniques used in a lot of these.
Don't say anymore. La, 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 la. Fingers in my ear. La, la, la. Didn't get to see
it. Sorry, but one important word to the wise is that the handheld video Blair Witch style thing can be tough for some people. My wife had a really hard time. She had to watch half the movie or not watch.
Like motion sick or afraid?
Motion sick, okay. With her eyes closed and basically couldn't watch the movie. So that is an issue.
I have one question. This is yes. Trisha. Because I'm a total wuss and I never see anything that's scary, should I see this thing or not? If I never see anything scary.
I didn't find it to be especially scary. There were a couple of moments that I kind of jumped out of my seat a bit in a good way, but I have a high tolerance for that.
Zip it.
Sorry.
Zip it on the Cloverfield.
All right, tell me later.
Some of us need to see it.
All right, my bad.
Moving on to your favorite subject.
Moving on to my favorite subject. The number one most searched on the Google Trends is Lawrence Tynes. It's funny you should ask that question, Rachel. He's just about my favorite person in the world today.
But how come you're not wearing his jersey?
They don't sell kickers' jerseys.
Oh, okay. That's so lame.
Only losers wear kickers' jerseys. But
okay, explain. Who is
this
guy?
He is the field goal kicker for the New York Football Giants, my favorite team, who are now headed to the Super Bowl. And Lawrence Tynes kicked the game-winning field goal last night in overtime after missing two crucial fourth-quarter field goals before that. And the brief backstory here is that I hated this guy. I never wanted him on the team. Back in the preseason, I went to a Giants game. He missed two field goals, and I cheered because I wanted him to get cut. And all year long, my friend Brendan was saying, this guy's going to cost us a game. He's going to cost us a game. And when he missed those two kicks last night, I said, this, of all games, this is the game he's going to cost us.
And then, like he heard you through the TV,
he kicked a 47-yard field goal, the longest field goal ever made in Green Bay by a visiting kicker in a playoff game. He won the game. We love you, Lawrence Tynes.
I just want to say, though, Dan, it takes a real man to admit that, you know, you were against him and now you're for him, and that's good. That takes a real man.
Yeah, well, thank you. I did it when Bill Wolf and I had that debate.
Cash man.
It takes a cash man.
That's right.
Well, Patricia. I wanted to add a little to this because I also looked at Google Trends this morning, and, you know, 7 out of the top 10 were all related to these football games over the weekend, but I was curious about the 3 that were not. And so the 3 non-football top trends on Google were all counter-programming, things people were watching other than these football games. Mm-hmm. One of them was a Jane Austen miniseries. I guess PBS is doing a whole series of Jane Austen's collected works. And so last night they ran one of them, Northanger Abbey. And so apparently a lot of people wanted to look that up. But the other one was something called Bring It On, In It, to win it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the fourth in the esteemed Bring It On cheerleading franchise.
Is that what? Because, you know, Michael Strahan said in it to win it at halftime of the football game. So I think that's a half of a football reference.
Well, you can also check the related searches. They were searching for Jennifer Tisdale, who's in the movie. I mean, it was pretty much Bring It On in it
I'll
to win
you that
it. Cheerleaders.
One.
Cheer-taters.
Right.
Cheer-taters. Okay. I think that's going to do it. That's your most emailed stories from all around the World Wide Web. You can find links to all this good stuff and so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, guys.